The Lewis and Clark Expedition by Will,
Astrid, Caroline, Maggie, Maya,
and Scott.
In 1803, 59 men set off to find the elusive Northwest Passage. They traveled through rain and shine, snow and hail, to reach the Pacific Ocean. They traded with natives and paved the way for the Oregon Trail and millions more to come.
In 1803, Thomas Jefferson bought 828,000 square miles of land from Napoleon in France for approximately $15 million.
Thomas Jefferson decided to commission the Corps of Discovery to explore and map out the newly acquired land in the West, as well as to establish relations with Native Americans and find an efficient route across America for future westward expansion.
On May 14, 1804, the expedition began as the party departed from St. Louis. Later that year, on August 20th, the first and only person to die on the expedition, Charles Floyd, lost his life to bilious colic.
On November 4th, the Corps met Toussaint Charbonneau and his 16-year-old wife, Sacajawea, at a Hidatsa-Mondon fort. She gave birth to her son, Pomp, the following year.
On November 24th, 1805, the expedition reached the Pacific Ocean.
Men appear much satisfied with their trip, beholding with astonishment the high waves dashing against the rocks in this immense ocean,
William Clark wrote. On March 23, 1806, the expedition headed home. They reached St. Louis on September 23rd of the same year.
Greetings, I'm Meriwether Lewis, a former Army captain who is currently Jefferson's personal secretary. He asked me to lead the Corps of Discovery in 1803.
I'm Lieutenant William Clark. I served with Lewis in 1794, and he later invited me to join him in leading the expedition.
My name's Toussaint Charbonneau, and I am a French-Canadian trapper. I applied as an interpreter for the expedition.
Hello, I'm Sacajawea, the 16-year-old Shoshone wife of Charbonneau and interpreter for the expedition.
The expedition started in St. Louis, Missouri, and then traveled along the Missouri River to Fort Mondon.
Welcome to Fort Mondon. I am Charbonneau. I know the land well here and can help guide you westward.
I am Sacajawea. I know both English and native tongues and can translate for you on your journey.
The expedition then crossed the Rockies. The Corps traveled along the Columbia River and went to Fort Clatsop, and from there to the Pacific Ocean.
March 23rd, 1805. We've reached the Pacific Ocean. It's a beautiful sight, but now it's time to return home.
The citizens of America, prior to the Louisiana Purchase, had thought that America should expand its borders. Lewis and Clark became the face of westward expansion when they went into Louisiana Territory and essentially claimed it for America.
The Corps of Discovery created strong relations with the natives that benefited millions of Americans going westward in the many years to come.